Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Aramar Tefio on blogtalkradio.com. The views expressed here are not necessarily those of all hosts, guests, or producers, and the show is for a mature audience.
Are we on right now?
We're on hold.
Okay. Who is hosting the show tonight?
Evan and Jeff.
I'm hosting the show tonight. Yeah, Jeff's my co-host, and my name's Evan.
Hi,
are we
Evan.
On live, Ruth? Hey, Madison,
yep.
How are
we're
you?
Live.
We're on live. All right. Well, let me do my little song and dance real quick, guys, and I'll introduce everybody. My name is Evan Batterton, and my co-host is Jeff Apt, and we are screaming the news tonight and putting the hammer down with Madison Star Moon. And Madison, you have a guest as well named Bruce.
Robbie Bruce Norton Jr.
Yeah, that's
Bobby
me.
Bruce.
Hey guys,
Bobby
I'm
Bruce Norton Jr. Good to have you, man. Good to have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's nice
more
to be here. Thanks
there.
For having
Bigger
me on.
Party.
I appreciate
it. Do we have Jeff in yet? We're trying to buy a little bit of time for Jeff because he's doing the Skype thing.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about Madison and then ask the first question, Madison, and then I'm going to let you take it from there.
We may have Jeff.
What's,
Jeff?
Okay.
Is that Jeff? Jeff, are you here?
I don't hear him. Jeff, you in, brother?
Okay, I saw
the
Skype number. Okay, I'm putting that one off. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Evan. Go ahead.
Okay. Madison, you are well known in social media for being the activist. So... I thought it only appropriate for Jeff and I's very first show to have a guest to have you on. I hold you in high regards, and really looking forward to listening to what you have to say tonight. And you typically have a beef with one thing in particular, and you know most people would call your beef just a really nice sunset. I mean, what's going on? What's going on in the sky, and what's why does it have you so angry? Talk to us.
Well, there's chemtrails being sprayed, and it's making everybody mad. And the people that are not mad about it just don't know about it. And as soon as we educate everyone and let them know that, you know, this is an ongoing military operation to spray biological material onto you for whatever purposes they have, and they're using commercial jets as well. But see, the mainstream society doesn't realize this. They just think it's, I don't know what they think. A lot of young people, this is all they know. Robbie, how long would you say you've been seeing these? About a decade?
Yeah, probably about at least 10 years. They've been doing it a lot more regularly.
Right.
And what area of the country are you in, Robbie? I mean,
I was going to say something about Robbie real quick. Hey, hold on, Robbie. Robbie is doing the Richmond March against chemtrails, and I'm doing the Virginia Beach one. So we're both from Virginia. Do you want to tell them about that?
Yeah, okay. Sure. So as you guys probably are aware, the March Against Monsanto was pretty successful, even though the mainstream media didn't cover it. It had a lot of momentum and made a lot of people aware of what's going on, and it definitely inspired people to come together and acknowledge the fact that that is one issue, and we can't treat it like this isolated issue because it is interconnected with all of these other facets of corruption that we're subjected to by being on the earth, by being alive right now on the earth. So we have to realize we do care about these things. We're conditioned to be apathetic. They want us to be apathetic about them, but when it gets down to it, no, we really do care. So we're putting together another march August 25th, and it's the Global March Against Chemtrails and Geoengineering. So there are a bunch of different cities who are all participating in this event, and it's going to be just like the March Against Monsanto, in the sense that we're just going to take to the streets and get, you know, do what we need to do to make people aware of what's going on and educate people about this. So we've got to pull together our resources, focus on the facts, and synthesize the information for people who otherwise would just, you know, go about their lives thinking everything's fine because none of the mainstream sources are encouraging them to take, like, firsthand participation in their own lives and do what they need to do from a first-person perspective to talk about the issues and engage with other people. And I mean, the whole like, idea of being encouraged to ask questions and think critically and take a step back and be like, all right, we're being told it's this way. We're being presented with, like, a two-sided argument. Here's one side of the war. Here's one side of the political spectrum, and here's the opposite end. But where do I fit into this, and why am I being asked to choose a side? How did I get born into this? Is this all there is to it? What else is there? There's got to be more to this. So it takes like a curious spark to get on the path where you're actually, you know, you have a willingness and you have what's more important is a desire to know about your own life, to know about the planet that you're living on and care enough about it and your own life to seek out the truth and seek out, you know, people get like disenchanted with the idea of truth. Oh, it's all just like, it's from your perspective. It's just opinions, the truth. And it's like, no, that's a really mythological, like, conceptualization of the series of events that happened prior to us being born on this planet that are facts, that are, you know, like, not arguable. Like, one thing leads to another. It's cause and effect. And there, you know, there's been a misappropriation of how things actually went to make it seem like there's, like, oh, we already have everything figured out. Well, that's obviously not true. There's so much conflict. There's so much uprising. There's so much resistance. You know, human nature is good. Everyone wants to be happy. So where is the conflict? Where did this come from? When did people start having this secret agenda to try and control
that's
all
the
resources
question.
On
that's
the planet?
That's a good question, Robbie. That's a good question. I want to know that. Real quick, let me remind everybody listening that we will be taking calls 15 minutes before the hour ends, okay? Anybody can call in. We don't screen. We don't censor. We will not cut you off unless we're short on time and we have to. You control us if you want to. You can try and debunk us if you want to, although it is ill-advised
Evan,
with the four
Evan.
Of us. We do not, we
Evan,
do not recommend
I need to,
it.
I need to check a couple things to see where Jap is here. Jap, can you hear me? Let me just check these other numbers. Jap, is that you? Jap?
I mean, he says he's in.
I know, but he's got to answer me when I click on him. Jap,
right.
Is that you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, Jap.
Oh,
hi.
There he is.
Yes,
hi,
I'm
you.
Oh, man.
I had to press one twice.
Yeah,
everybody, welcome my co-host to the show.
Hi.
He's finally in.
It was hectic.
Jab, why don't you take the next question, man? I just wanted to remind everybody that, you know, we dropped a hammer on the phone calls 15 minutes before the end of the hour. And why don't you take the next question, ask something to get these guys really fired up and angry. I want to hear Madison do one of her epic rants because...
Oh, you're not going to hear me rant at all. No, no rant today.
Madison, they're so beautiful when you dropped a hammer on chemtrails.
Sorry.
They're so beautiful.
I know, sorry.
I'm liking this already.
You should humorous though, Jab. What do you want? I mean, I know you know a lot about chemtrails. I mean, I don't know that much, so I'm gonna basically be learning a lot from you guys. I mean, my questions are gonna be legit questions.
Okay.
So, you go ahead and take it from here, brother. It's your party for right now.
Okay. Madison, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think? Besides the whole global warming scheme, the sun dimming scam, what is the real purpose of chemtrails?
What I believe is depopulation.
Yeah, and how?
Because they're doing the GMOs, the fluoride, the vaccines, put it all together, they're poisoning everything. What's left? And why? Why would they purposely poison our food, air, and water? The only three things we need to exist.
Yeah, but they got enough of it, and they got too much of us.
I mean, how are there too many of us?
I can speculate on that if you don't mind.
Sure.
But what it seems to me is obviously population reduction, so the people with the weaker immune systems can't handle it, and they end up getting sick, which is tragic and awful and criminal for them to be doing that. But on top of that, it taxes our immune system so much that on top of awareness of it and the efforts we have to pursue to make sure our bodies are able to process these toxins, taking up all this extra time, what it amounts to is another form of distraction. So even though we're not part of like the mainstream world where we're content to watch TV and collect a paycheck every 2 weeks, we're focused on making sure our bodies are functioning as optimally as they can, and that takes a lot of extra energy just to fight this stuff off, just to process this stuff, just to sit down and drink water and meditate and eat properly, so we can continue to function on a level that we know we should be functioning on. This
Robbie,
stuff hinders us.
Robbie,
I'm sorry. Yeah, what's
that
up?
That was beautiful, but why are they killing us? Can you tell me that? Why?
Well, they're detached from humanity. I think they're trying
to
avoid
it. No.
Exactly.
Okay. Well,
he's right on point.
I wish I could give you names, honestly. Who are they?
So you think
it's
humans? You think it's humans or what?
I'll tell you what I think about that too. I think that, let's just say since the time of Babylon, maybe before that, there have been secret ruling families who have been orchestrating all of the wars, and they've been governing the rise and fall of all of the empires. And then the few sovereign nations, let's say like India, for example, they haven't fully been able to dominate, that's because they didn't start out with an influence in particular areas, in particular nations, but they've been able to spread their influence throughout the mainstream version of Western history and the expansion of Western culture. So there is only this one-sided version of the story where everything is religion, which has been used as another tool of distraction, which gives people a lot of wisdom. It gives people a lot of spiritual truth, but it's embedded within all of these contradictions, which further normalizes hypocritical notions about what human nature is really about, and then essentially leaves people somewhat confused and disenchanted with their own lives and willing to give up their powers to this externalized concept of a divine presence, whatever that may be, whether it's God or you're speaking another language and that in that language the word happens to be Allah or whatever it is. I really think that religion has been used as a tool for population control, to direct the course of history. And I think these secret families, I think it goes back to a time when, a lot of people don't know, they know that there's more to it, but they don't know what the details are. And I don't know what all the details are either, but I have my ideas. And I think that there was an off-world presence, maybe very similar to humans, maybe not that similar to humans, but maybe similar enough to be compatible. And I think they found Earth, which was essentially just ripe for the picking, and they came and made a presence here. And they needed workers because essentially
he's totally right. He's totally
right.
I
think there's a lot of evidence for that. When you think about the fact that a lot of archaeological discoveries have only been made recently, and by recently I mean the past 100 years even, or 200 years, is a very brief amount of time compared to how long people have been buying into the stories that religion gives them and the stories that religion has used to explain the nature of our very existence on the planet. So
are you atheist?
I'm really not. I think atheism is like born out of like what I was talking about with like feeling like disenchanted.
Do you believe in God?
It's just another label.
I believe that existence is divine. I really believe that everything in nature is divine. But I think when you have like a high enough like understanding of that, you can have like a grasp of that, but not have a full appreciation of it, and just want to use that to your own benefit. All right, well, this is secret knowledge, and that's what I'm talking about with like, you know, secret families and secret societies, like starting way back in the day. You know, maybe because we were genetically tampered with, we weren't, maybe like we were deemed not ready to understand these things.
I'm an alien mutant.
But,
yes, you are.
Well, you're beautiful alien mutant. We all are. But I think that, what was I going to say? I kind of lost my train of thought there.
Well, Robbie, I actually have a question for you, because Ann Addison, too, about the they part, and this is a really important question, I think, especially from somebody like me who doesn't know as much as you guys do about chemtrails or Jap or anybody else. I mean, you guys kind of know, I mean, Madison has her beef with chemtrails, and I don't like the Rothschild family, and you're talking about ancient families.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure you were referring to the 13 families.
Just
recently, Evelyn Rothschild and his limited liability corporation took a controlling stake in the largest weather geoengineering firm on the planet.
What a fucking coincidence.
Absolutely. It's called Weather Central LP, by the way, for anybody that doesn't know.
That's a good name.
Yeah. How does everybody feel about that knows about chemtrails? Like, you know, I mean, anybody have any, like, personal stories, like, in the last year or something? Like, have things gotten really, really bad in certain areas? Jap, how about you? I mean, what about in the Netherlands?
Well, in the Netherlands, people are not really, really aware of it. There's a lot of them, but not too much. But I have a good story. There was a guy, like, 10 minutes ago, he told me, like, this guy is a rapper, he writes rhymes, and he's very anti-government, and since he's starting to write that kind of shit, he told me, like, I don't know, I don't got it anymore, I don't got the spirit anymore, I don't, he's losing it a little bit. He said, what can I do? I said, I don't know, I think it's in your mind, but you don't know, they are triggering harp heavy on the US. The harp service, they show that harp is active for 0%. Well, I don't believe that shit. They must have done something with it, because that I never see that. It's very weird. People are losing their motivation if they become distracted about what they really want to do, or they're going to focus on other things.
Could those chemicals do that, Jeff? Could those chemicals kill our motivation?
I've
seen these chemtrails. I don't know what's in them, but there's something not right about them. I can tell you that. And if they're poison, then, you know.
There's nanotechnology.
More and more days, man, sometimes I don't feel like doing anything. And it's just, and people just seem to become more stressed out, and they need more. They have more shrinks. Like, psychiatry's booming, you know, because of these things. I mean, so.
A friend of mine works at an insurance company for when people got their car damaged and that kind of shit, and damage to the houses. And he says, dude, yeah, harp is the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm fucking rich. Everything is falling from the sky, and fires in the forest, and heavy floods, and rain, and tornadoes. They peak, not only in the U.S. Yesterday in France, there was a big-ass tornado, and that's not usual for there. Normally there are no tornadoes in France, like mini tornadoes, you know, they kind of bump you a little bit in the back, but that's it. It destroyed over 120 houses. It was fucking crazy. And two days ago, it was the hottest day ever here in the Netherlands. It was about 105 degrees. That's not normal for here. I could walk across the street midnight with my t-shirt and on my fucking slippers. It's That's not normal. It's really crazy. It's really crazy. But what about you, Evan? You got some personal experience?
Well, you know, I had the privilege of being on Madison's show one time with her and some very great people. I had a good question for them because, you know, I live in St. Louis, which, by the way, is Monsanto's headquarters too. Yeah, that's Monsanto headquarters is in St. Louis. And what's weird is like my neighborhood, when I travel outside of it, especially the north side, which is heavily populated by minorities, I mean, it's as if they had spray paint cans and they just stood on the ground and shook them and sprayed them, and the clouds hang, the chemtrails hang so low. But when you come to my neighborhood, my neighborhood's completely clear all the time. And I remember bringing it up to Madison, and Sonny, is it because we have a basilica in our neighborhood, and that's like Vatican satellite headquarters? I always wonder because my neighborhood, every neighborhood in St. Louis, I see these things except in mine. And it really kind of freaks me out. I feel even more creeped out by it, the fact that that it's not over me, but it is over everybody else, and it doesn't make me feel any better. It really doesn't. And as far as the depopulation thing, I mean, are we talking like Georgia Guidestone depopulation? Like, we talked about, you guys mentioned the soft pills, you know, the eugenics and the vaccines and things like that. Do you think that they're shooting for $500 million? And in Madison, how do you feel about the Rothschilds taking over that weather firm?
I really don't know who's behind everything. That's the bad part. You know, I've been fighting the system here for the past 2 years. When I say here, I mean the federal government in the United States, and especially like in Hampton Roads where I live, with the DEQ for the state and other representatives. And I really I'm not going to say I was completely shut down. Where I am right now with the FAA, if I'm working with the FAA's media, which is what no one knows, okay, and I'm working directly with them to connect them with Wavy TV 10 News as a mediator between the two of us for my story, as far as how many times I've called the FAA, how many times I've reported this, have they investigated it, and so forth. I'm also planning on getting Wavy TV 10 to televise the global march against chemtrails in Virginia Beach, which is the mistake that we unfortunately made with the March for Monsanto, is that it wasn't televised. Right, Robbie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And the little bit of media coverage it did get made it seem like it was something that it wasn't. Made it seem like it wasn't a big deal. It made it seem like protesters were like marching against like an innocent seed company or something. It's like they didn't focus on the real details.
Right.
They didn't focus on the facts. They're so caught up in like the like day in day out routine of their job that we forget we're giving them power by admitting to their side of the argument, which is complete madness. It's not good for the planet, and it's totally a profit driven logic that doesn't hold any kind of value for life itself. It's life is just this resource to be exploited and controlled to these kinds of mentalities. So people get all like excited, my career's doing really great, my profits are through the roof or whatever, and that's how they buy you. That's why I don't think necessarily there needs to be someone orchestrating everything, although I do think there probably is like a very small circle actually orchestrating things that we need to expose. We need to find out who they are and expose them for what they're doing, because then it would be a lot harder for the agenda to continue itself. But even without that, like super secretive circle, it's just a matter of like really detaching people from the planet and from humanity and getting them to do things for themselves for selfish reasons, for self-serving reasons. And it makes it seem like, that's part of human nature or something. Well, no, what's happening is the negative sides of human nature are being preyed on. You can't just say, the cycle of life is vicious. Like, nature is vicious. Look at the predators. It's like, we have like an advanced brains. We have a high enough level of consciousness and sentience, although we're being interfered with and tampered with by chemtrails, that we can acknowledge what's good for us. We need to acknowledge what's good for us. And we have to use our compassion. We have to use our selflessness. We have to use our empathy and work together and cooperate rather than just buy into a resource control based system that pits us against each other as if that's just an arbitrary consequence of human nature. It's not. We can do better than that. We can sit down, work together, and think and come up with ways in which we don't need representatives anymore who can just manipulate public perception through campaigns that cater and appeal to people's belief sentiments that they hold in regards to, you know, how they like to live their lives. No one's trying to force, like, we're not advocating, like, forcing people to like, live their lives a certain way or, like, think what we think.
Just wake up.
We're just saying, like, wake up and acknowledge there are people that don't have you or your best family's interests.
God, why are you leaving
all
the dirty work to us? You know, all of you sheep out there, hold on, I have a message for the sheep out there. And when I say sheep, I mean people who are purposely not working for the cause. You're purposely ignoring it, and you're leaving all the dirty work and all the ridicule to us. How is that fair? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're trying to solve these problems for you guys. And, you know, instead of ridiculing us and debunking us, why don't you try to find out the solutions yourself as well? Call your officials, people. You know, report this shit to the EPA.
They are not
going
to do anything
Robbie,
about it.
Yeah. Hold on, Jeff. Robbie, tell them about your Monsanto art show.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, so the media didn't really cover what happened at all with the march, even though it was such a huge-scale thing that means so much to so many people who understand and who have taken the time to investigate what's actually going on and why Monsanto's business practices are really, really bad for us. So we kept the ball rolling. I talked to a psychology professor at VCU who was part of organizing the march in the first place, and they were wondering if there was an art show we could do anywhere, if anyone who was involved in the show knew a gallery we could get in touch with. And luckily, one of my friends that I went to VCU with, who I had some sculpture classes with, helped organize the shows at a local gallery called Gallery 5. It's a renovated old firehouse. And they have music shows there, and they have art shows there that are up for a month. And every Friday in Richmond, there's something called First Fridays, where all the art galleries on Broad Street open up for a couple blocks, and for the evening, everyone comes there and sees all the new art and everything. So we're going to put all the pictures that people took in Gallery 5 for the month of July. July 5th, we're having a big opening, and we're going to try and invite the senators and the mayor, and hopefully they'll be able to come. We've already gotten permission to do speeches on the stage in between music sets, so when one band is done playing and they're taking the stuff down, one of us can go on and make a statement and get our message out so it doesn't seem like we're just, you know, these crazy people marching down the street with signs being mad about something that they don't know anything about, because the sources that they're plugged into aren't representing the truth at all. They're representing the corporate interest. Which
Robbie,
is
let me ask Jeff something real quick. Do you have a global march there in the Netherlands set up already, or what?
For what? For chemtrails?
Yeah.
I think that like two people will come.
Oh,
I don't
come
think
on, Jeff.
There will be me and a friend. I don't know. I can check it, but I don't think it will be very big. But I got a quick question for you and Evan and Robbie. Like you just said, you don't know who's behind the chemtrails. A very good friend of mine, this was about 3 years ago, and I didn't know all that I know now. He said to me, you gotta look, you know, follow the fucking money. You know, where does this come from? He says, he says not one organization claims these activities. Nobody is controlling this. Nobody is looking at the financial side. There is no top dog in this. There is nobody. It is very crazy. So, Robbie, do you know anything about who is on top of this?
Let's see. Have you guys heard of a company called OlgaCom? Madison, you shared
OlgaCom,
a video.
OlgaCom, yes.
Like their facade is like a catering, like an airline catering company.
Oh, shit.
What about Alibaba? Hold on. If you're going to throw out names, let's throw out Alibaba. We all know Alibaba. That's where the materials come from. The Chinese have these backdoor operations. I've posted all the pictures, and you know what? It goes over, you know, everybody just passes it. They're like, oh, there's crazy Madison posting more weird shit that we don't understand. But what it is, I'm posting the fucking barium factories and shit.
Yeah.
We found them. It's Alibaba on the internet, and that's where the Americans are buying their Chinese barium, aluminum, and these oxides
to make their poison to spray on us. That's what I think, okay?
That's a very fucking funny name for such an evil company.
Doesn't Al Gore actually have quite a big investment in that company? I believe he does, because they have something to do with carbon tax credits. Yeah, they have something to do with carbon tax credits.
Oh, well, that would be just lovely, because he was recently on the Ellen DeGeneres show trying to act like, even though he's the biggest advocate of, oh, we need to do something about global warming, he was acting like, oh, well, I don't know if this is a good idea for them to be spraying stuff in the skies. I know they've been talking about it, blah, blah, blah,
right.
But
they always say they've been talking about it. They haven't been talking about it. They've been doing it. We have all the documents.
Yeah, of course. There's no question that it's happening. It's happening almost on a daily basis. The only time it doesn't happen is if we just had a huge, like, HAARP-controlled storm or something, and they're just waiting. They're just giving us a couple days or whatever.
Hey, Jeff, tell them about the Space Preservation Act.
Oh, you sent
me that.
Haven't you seen that? That's fucking crazy. They describe chemtrails like every aspect of it. It's a patent, and they wanted this was back in 2001 and 2005. They tried to pull this through. It was to ban the legalization of space warfare. But in the tiny letters it says that they can only use it they can't use it above 60 kilometers. So that's like where the ionosphere begins. So it's really a sneaky fucking shit. And it says that they want to ban chemtrails, ELFs, you know, or sorry, ULFs, ultra low frequency, also known as HAARP. They try to ban laser weapons, radio guided missiles with all kinds of sneaky shit. And they come up with this bullshit excuse that it's for submarine communication. Well, it's very fucking coincidence that it's on the same frequency as the human brain, which is like between 6 and 8 hertz. It's on the very fucking same frequency. And people like, oh no, it's just for submarines and communication. Well, how the fuck do you explain? No, it's okay. How do you explain that when HAARP is pinpointed at a location, like a month ago it was pinpointed at Kansas, and I was like, that something must go on over there. And like 2 hours later, there was a massive tornado that hit the ground. And people were commenting on my page, and they was like, dude, that's fucked up. I said, yeah, that's
Frankenstorm. Yes, we called it a Frankenstorm.
Are you talking about Superstorm Sandy? The Frankenstorm?
No, actually, yeah.
That's some more fucked up shit. The same friend that told me about, like, who is on top of these organizations, this was also about 3 years ago. He said, when New York, if the water level in New York rises till up your belly, like it did in Superstorm Sandy, he said, then we gotta get the fuck out of this place. And
he called last week, didn't he, brother? That was one of the guys that called, huh?
No, that was not him. No, that was not.
Okay.
No. That's a very smart guy too, but that was not him. Well, even what is your take on this? You must know more about.
Well, like I said, I just want to say one quick thing about HAARP. I mean, I have seen it tear up everything, and it really greatly concerns me because I'm on the New Madrid fault line.
Last time
there was a huge earthquake on the New Madrid fault line, the Mississippi reversed directions. They're eventually going to kill everybody in the Midwest and split the country in half, I'm sure. As far as what I know about chemtrails and stuff, I've learned most of it from Madison, to be honest. But I always believe that there's and I know a lot about Alibaba too because of my research.
Yeah, remember we talked about that? I immediately threw that out the first time. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my research on the Rothschilds led me there because of Al Gore's investments in carbon tax credit trading. A lot of that goes back to Maurice Strong and the United Nations and Edmund de Rothschild, where he started the World Conservation Bank that is now the Global Environmental Facility that is the very first bank that does debt for equity. Now, as far as the chemtrails go, I don't know the composition. I remember what Madison said, barium and things like that. I did not know Alibaba was manufacturing the barium. That is very interesting.
Right. They're manufacturing everything, dude. And I found all of their factories. They're like these backdoor operations. This is before I got banned for like the first time when I really got banned. Actually, after my first ban, I realized I can never post certain things. As soon as you're done talking, there's something I'd like to talk about. Go ahead. I just wanted to say that I have found these factories, and I have posted them online.
Evan, I need to say something real quick.
Evan. Jeff, you wanted to jump in real quick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I want to say we are taking calls in 50 minutes. In 40 minutes, we can take calls. That's the 45-minute hit mark. So
35 after?
Hell yeah.
So we got 10 minutes before we take calls, or what?
No, 40 minutes. In 13 and a half minutes, we will be taking calls. So people can get ready.
Oh, outstanding. That'll be great. Yeah.
Continue,
Will. That'll
brother.
Be great.
Continue.
You know, I've seen people try and debunk you, Madison, and I don't mean I've been there for you many, many times. I don't like it because most of these people don't really know what they're talking about, but it's the people that don't believe that it exists, and then they give all these reasons like aerial firefighting and crop dusting.
They haven't done any research on it.
They say they're natural contrails, and they say things like that. But you want to know the truth of it is, I started looking at those things, and those things have caused all kinds of illnesses and deaths, and just absolute carnage to wildlife. I mean, aerial firefighting for the longest time, and still, it's the fire retardants that they're using, they were actually sued over because they were using some sort of salts. And when they went to court, and these were back when the media turned environmentalists into basically conspiracy theorists. I think the media was very clever how they did that.
They killed a lot of scientists, too.
Yeah, and it's such BS that they did that because, I mean, they've waged such a good PR campaign. But, I mean, with people like us and Madison and Robbie, I mean, we're turning things around, and our producer, Ruth Ann, we really are. But if people looked into the things that they've debunked chemtrails into, they'll realize that they're getting poisoned either way.
Just look up in the sky. Look up in the sky.
The poison is coming either way. If it's aerial firefighting, you're getting poisoned.
Oh,
if
yeah.
it is cloud seeding, you're getting poisoned, especially if the Rothschild's behind it.
Yeah.
If it's crop dusting, well, back in Texas in the 70s, they put arsenic in the compound. And in the Southwest to this day, at nighttime, they spray people, and it's pure liquid pesticide. They say they need to do it to kill these evolved insects. Either way, it really doesn't matter. Oh. What they debunk it into, because even the contrails from this new high octane fuel is bad. I mean, if you say drive an electric car, then maybe we need to drive an electric plane, because it's poison to me.
Exactly,
it really is. And you're okay, because I got a question for you here in just a second.
Cool.
I don't understand why they think these debunkers think they're so clever when they decide to attack people and troll people, because they're not. if they really did any, and half of them don't even know how clouds form. So when they start giving their expertise on Sirius Aviaticus, and they start telling us it's coming from all these other things and it's not chemtrails, then they're basically saying, look, they're not poisoning you with what you say they're poisoning you with. They're poisoning you this way.
Poisoning you with something else.
Yeah,
that's
they
awesome.
Don't even realize how stupid they are. They don't even realize how stupid they are when they say that. You know, and I don't really want to call anybody names, but it is stupid. I mean, you're calling a spade a shovel is all you're doing when you try and debunk it and say it's cloud seeding or anything else. That's what I know about it. I don't know if anybody else is with me on that, but if I was a chemtrail
totally,
activist,
man.
And somebody came after me, I'd be like, you know what? And another thing too. And Robbie, I want to ask you what you know about this. I have seen so many times, and we're going to take calls in 6 minutes, by the way, probably a little less than 6 minutes. I've seen so many times people say, and I know this probably just irks you and Madison both, And because it irks me. Why would the government do something like that to their people? They wouldn't do something like that to their people. And
yeah,
they don't know anything about the Tuskegee incident, where the Tuskegee experiments, where the government gave African-American syphilis. In my very city, they were poisoning
Dave
people.
Dave Chappelle knows all about it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Robbie, you can
respond to him and everything, but please give me like 2 minutes to make my statement, my public formal statement.
Okay.
You guys go ahead.
I want you to respond to him first.
You're the guest.
Okay.
You're the guest.
Yeah, I've pretty much just gotten used to that being like the stock response that I'm going to get. I mean, people will like ask anything to make themselves feel better about not investigating things. It's like, what do you mean you take your personal time to look into these things? Like, how is that fun? It's like, well, it's important, and what's fun is the idea that we can be sovereign. And so, like, whatever, like, hard work it takes, whatever, like, however much self-sacrifice it takes, like, I'm willing to, like, go through the hardships involved with dealing with questions like that. It comes down to, I mean, just look at all the assassinations that are continuing to go on. Like, all the people who wind up missing, all the people who come forward with, who are credible, who come forward with information and a desire to expose things. Why would they do this? Because it's all about control. I mean, look, we could be doing way better than we're doing right now, and instead we're caught up in the same, like, petty war machine conflicts that have defined human existence for as long as we know about.
Yeah,
and
good point.
That's why they would be willing to do this, because there are like a lot of people in the government don't know, and a lot of them do but don't care, and I would say most of the politicians don't even have an idea. You know,
Do you think they're being paid off by these people?
Of course.
Some of them probably. I wouldn't doubt that. But I think a lot of them are just told, oh, that's nothing to worry about. Or if they're like persistent and curious enough, they're told, oh, it's global warming. It's to save us, but
okay,
we don't want to cause a panic.
Sure.
They are funded by those companies. They are not going to make their own companies donate for their campaigns and shit. They're not going to say, oh, there's some evil fucks in the sky. They're opposing you. No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. But I want to say this real quick. On yesterday's show with the pilot, you know, Robbie, you was there too. That was amazing, by the way. You kicked this guy in the ground. But at the
hey,
end,
thanks for running. Yeah, thanks for running that for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was amazing. But at the end, there was this I don't remember his name. This guy from Global Skywatch.
Russ Tanner. His name is Help. Russ Tanner,
yeah.
And he's a hero. No, he's an American folklore hero. Go ahead.
That's a fucking hero. He was like, I.
Yeah,
he was the best ever.
What he thought, that was the truth, and nothing else but the truth. He thought, I was going in planes with my parents, and I did skydiving, and I lived near the busiest air sections in the world, and that kind of shit. He said, in 40 years, he has taken pictures of planes. Like 20 years ago, he still got the pictures. He said, not one of them had a trill. Not a contrail,
mm-hmm.
How people call them, not a chemtrail, they were just commercial airliners. So how the fuck are you going to debunk that shit? All of a sudden they use different materials before? No, they're still using kerosene, they're still adding all kinds of shit to it. It's not supposed to stay in the sky. I've seen skies from my window where I'm looking out right now. On some days there flies like one or two planes in a day. The other day, you can just see them laying lines. This was just ridiculous. I saw at least 80 planes in an hour, and they were circling back around. And what was supposed to be a fucking warm day, like 90 degrees, it turned out it was fucking hell. It was a big-ass cloud cover over the skies. You can't debunk that. That guy from Metabunk yesterday, he was speechless. He was fucking speechless. His voice was shaking. He didn't know what to say.
He was fine. Don't be mean.
No, he was speechless, and it's just a debunker. So he's doing the government job.
I missed a good one, man.
Oh, man, don't worry. We got a tape, and we're going to make a video of it. Cause this
I told Jack he has to make a movie from it and put it on YouTube. I wanted to go around, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's in the make, because that was some intense shit. That was amazing. That was
1 minute so called, guys. Just.
Well,
okay.
Am I going to get to make my speech? I want to make my public formal statement.
You have Madison. When we get back from the phone calls, it is all you. It is all you.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Definitely all you.
Okay. Well.
So I guess we're all four of us are in agreement, and probably with our producer too. We hate chemtrails.
Yep.
We know that they exist, and it's time for phone calls.
Oh yeah.
Time for phone calls. So let's get them in.
Okay.
Do it.
Whitlin, are you there?
I mean, hopefully we have phone calls.
Yeah, I know we have.
We had a ton of them last week. I mean.
Yeah. Well, we just gotta wait. It sounds like Rudan is not there, but that's okay.
Well, she's probably working this out. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it works. I can barely turn on my computer, so. I'm so glad that you guys were able to bring up Alibaba and inform me of that. I mean, I'm just really thankful about that. And this is not me stalling or anything, because I have done so much writing and work on the global environmental facility and how awful it is, and how much control it has over the third world, how it's just refining the third world. And to be able to tie them together, and to see, like, a very visible and concrete connection between that corporation, Al Gore, the Rothschilds, Marie Strong, and chemtrails really has just, it's really clarified a lot of things for me. Now, if we don't have Ruth Ann, and Madison, do you think you could get your statement in real quick?
Nobody's calling? Now it's important enough to hear?
I'm pretty sure we're going to have callers, but our producer disappeared.
I want to explain something to everyone. Okay. Okay. So I posted and have been posting the pictures of the interior of all different kinds of aircraft, of experimental, mm-hmm. military, weather, biological weapons, probably some which were illegal to post, but I didn't care or know. No, I just didn't know or care. Look, if I find it on Google, I think it's free game. That's how I look at it. Okay. So mm-hmm. having said that. Once I found those barrel pictures, you know, and I started investigating, you know, I started really digging into it. Well, having said that, I brought the photo of the infamous picture that I got banned from Facebook forever, and they erased everything off of my page and stole my other account, mind you. Okay, you have to remember that. All because of this one image that Metabunk continues to post saying that it's water barrels. Well, I took it to a retired Air Force mechanic. I have said sometimes in certain posts that he was a pilot. I was mistaken about that because this gentleman I see often, and he was an Air Force mechanic for many, many years, and he also worked on the interior of the aircraft making the weapons, making the American weapons and inspecting them. I showed him the photo. He explained the entire image to me. He told me it was a biological weapon for the military, and I had absolutely no business posting it. I never posted it again, and I know he explained to me what all the barrels were, what they were connecting to, which was a computer that is in the window.
You got to send me that. You got to send me that. I will post that shit.
As in illegal medicine? Was he telling you that you were going to get in trouble?
He told me not to do it.
Those are classified information. It's a biological age. They don't like that shit.
So I was told, you know, like by him, not to do that, and I never have again. I really haven't, because I don't want to. I don't want to harm America. I don't want to harm anybody. So if posting that photo is a biological weapon for any country, I understand that, but I do not want to get in any more trouble than I already have, so I never posted it again. But the fact that Metabunk throws it in my face, posts my picture, and then says, you know, this article that it's water barrels, that's what's offensive to me. Because I've let the truth go because I'm not allowed to say it. But the fact that they are allowed, a government-paid site is allowed to continue to propagand it. You know, after I've already figured it out, brought it to a professional, he broke down what each tube went to, and I can explain it individually to any person. By myself, I can sit there, it would take me time, but you pull up the picture, I can tell you what everything is. How would I know that? I've never been in the military, I've never been a pilot, I've never been a mechanic, I don't know anything about any of that, and I can tell you all about it. And they know that at Metabank. because I've confronted them a million times, and so that's why they're after me, in my opinion. But I gave it up, so that's what I don't understand. Why do they keep posting about me and debunking me? And does anybody believe the posts that they make about me? That's what I worry about.
Well, I just got a comment about you, Madison, from my brother, and he said that he saw those photos that you posted. He said they were shocking in a good way and informative.
That's good.
So
that means we're doing something good.
I mean, kudos to you for that, for sure.
I'm just saying, does anybody really think that I would put myself out there like this if I didn't really believe in what I was doing? I'm not a maniac.
Yeah, I'm completely sane,
no matter what anybody thinks, okay? I've never taken a psychological medication, never been diagnosed with anything in my life. I have a job, I have my own house, I work, you know, I'm a normal human. So for someone not to trust me and my judgment, it's only because they haven't done any research and they're just going along with metapunk.
Hey, I gotta say something real quick. I'm getting a message from a friend of mine who says that the line keeps cutting out. So that's probably why there aren't any calls.
I got a message as well that one of my friends can't call in and use Skype. We're having some phone call trouble, I guess.
Yeah.
So I mean, let's just keep going and we'll work it out. I mean, if anybody can do it, Ruth Ann can do it, that's for sure. All right, let's keep going with the question.
I have a question real quick.
Absolutely.
Madison, that image, if it's classified, if it's top secret, if you're not allowed to share it, if you get in trouble for sharing it, how can Metabunk share it and not get in trouble? And, I mean, obviously they're lying about what it is, too. So it's legal to share a top secret image and lie about it if you're a government-funded propaganda site
that's all what they do.
There to distort the public perception.
Works.
But if you care about sharing the truth with people and inviting them to engage with speculative conversations to figure out what it's about, then that's illegal, and they can persecute you for that.
Okay,
that's,
since I'm already in trouble, can I tell you what that man said, the rest of what he said about it?
He said that
our military, our United States military, all of them are like this. He said there are tons of these biological weapons that are set up with the tanks inside. He said they have them for whenever they need them. And I asked, I said, is that what, you know, people used in, like, Vietnam and stuff? He said, yeah, it would be something similar to that. But this one, the one that I showed him, he said this is a modern one. So basically, it might not be a chemtrail plane. It might be an actual biological weapon.
Chemtrail biological
weapon. Yeah, on that note, we actually have callers now, guys, by the way.
Oh, good.
That is crazy, though, Madison. But
chemtrails
I think you're on the right
weapon,
track.
Definitely.
I think you're on the right track.
Okay, let's go to caller 202. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was listening to you. I kind of enjoyed the conversation there. Yeah, I was going to say, I think we're spiritual human beings, just, you know, experiencing a third dimensional world. And everything, all these distractions that are occurring are just there to take us away from the focus of realizing who we are and what we're here to accomplish. And that's my view, but I'm quietly enjoying our conversation about chemtrails and stuff. But I think that's where health comes in a big factor of eating nutritious foods and, you know, having proper magnesium and, you know, so forth.
Didn't you call in last week?
No, I haven't. This is my first time.
No.
You always remember your first time is what I hear. You always remember your first time. And hey, thanks for calling in. And ask us anything, man. I mean, we're a four person panel,
and you can ask anything you want. What do
y'all
think about the what is it called? Because I live here, like close to Dallas, and they have a. What was it again? Oh, my God. Superconductor that they were building here at the time, and they moved it because of fire ants. And so what do y'all think about that? Like, do y'all think there's superconductor activity as well along with chemtrails? And then, of course, you know, you talked about HARP. Because I've heard, you know, going on even on the hot crime station, where you can have use certain types of lights that they do in, like, even prisons and stuff, where they control the inmates on the different types of lighting, down to controlling the biological clock on these individuals. What do y'all know about that?
Well, one of the things that I recently came across was, you know how barium is turning up in people's blood samples because they're concerned about chemtrails. That's one of the things that's coming out of these aerosol sprays. It's one of the things that is blocking out the sun and why the sky is so hazy and white lately. It's actually the best element to use as a medium for hologram technology, for hologram propagation. And I have a bunch of documents that I just posted on my Facebook, which you can check out.
I'm gonna have to make sure we're friendly.
Definitely friendly. My name on there is Robert Bruce Norton Jr. So yeah, definitely friend request me, man. And I was surprised because these were like Army documents. These were PDFs that were declassified for whatever reason. So it's like the information is there, but unless we care enough to go seek it out and connect all the dots and put the things together, and then push through all the debunking bullshit that they're paying people to do, that they are winning a lot of people over with, then they get away with it. Then to them, that's consent, even though it's really not, because they never gave us the whole truth. They never came forward and said, here's what's actually going on. They're in the business of spinning things. They know history is
propaganda.
Yeah,
we're in the business of busting their asses.
Absolutely. Hell yeah. That's why we're doing
it.
Do you think they're using
other types of technologies as well? Because, like, I remember going to, like, a pretty prestigious university at one time. I was there for a month, and I was surprised they actually got into the program. But one of the things I've noticed is they're using some kind of, like, pyramid-type things behind this podium where the speaker would speak. And so I wasn't sure if that was just the equipment that was there or if it was some kind of energy device, you know, to pull people's energy from them.
I would hope not, man. I'm not saying that it's not possible, but from my perspective, if somebody can just steal my life force, that makes them vampires, that makes them parasites. You guys, Jap,
I heard about that.
You know how I feel about parasites.
Oh shit!
They
add
nothing, and
they're sucking up
the
air.
So whoever's doing this, if this is happening,
I was trying to just get a general consensus just to see, you know, because I think there's probably a lot of other things that we don't know. You know, think about the stuff, you know, there's stuff that we do get out, that we figure out, but, you know, even think about aliens and stuff like that and just everything that's going on with our universe, how big it is.
You're an alien. You are an alien mutant.
No, I hear you. And I would like to know the other forms that are there too. Exactly. I feel like I'm from, you know, I'm sure I'm from a different planet. But, you know, I'd like to discover that, figure it out one day, hopefully. But either way,
thank you so much for calling. I don't want to break you off, but I mean, we have another caller, and then we're going to go back on topic. But hey, if you have another question, 35 minutes after the hour, we're going to start taking more calls. So, I mean, if you have any more questions or comments, feel free to call back in, man.
Sure, I was just trying to comment there, but hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
It was really good meeting you, though.
One more question for you. Jeff, I was reading on your Facebook page about the crime statistics. Do you know where I could find that? Because I posted it on my Facebook and someone requested that, and if I could show that, I feel like that makes it more influential.
I don't know like now where I can find it, but I'm sure I can get this in like 2 minutes.
If you could, that would be really awesome. I will post it later,
man.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, stay in touch.
Okay, man.
You guys have a good
one. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you so much. I just got a question in chat, guys. In Facebook chat, not Blog Talk chat, which any listeners can go into Blog Talk chat and make and ask questions or make comments too. It was I don't know if you want to answer this or not, Madison, right. But it's someone asked if it's about you. I mean, hey, you have a big following. You really do. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been a chemtrail activist? When did you wake up and become aware of these things?
I would say publicly 2 years, but fighting the system for longer than that. See, what happened was I started fighting the system, and when I realized the system had failed me, I was friends with a guy who had his own radio blog talk show, and he said, would you like to come on and, call some of these people live? I'll let you do that. He gave me the opportunity on Subdimension Radio, and I just started making my calls from there, and then that's when I was like, okay, I can really do this. You know, I can bust these people. Of course, I don't know how much my bust really... I mean, I've busted them, basically, all the federal agencies, like, lying to me over and over again, and yet nothing's ever come of it. I've begged all the feds to come to my house and investigate me, you know, personally, you know, just in case, you know, I've made so many claims to them, I just wonder why they haven't investigated me personally, you know, which probably they already have, you know, through the Internet. The phone calls I was getting this morning, I mean, that was absurd. I received phone calls literally all day long from NSA. Well, that's who they said they were, but I have no idea who they really were. So.
Well, they're being told by their superiors, this is my speculation, that it's unimportant, don't worry about it, she's concerned about things that aren't really a problem, when really, I mean, it comes down to them.
You know,
they're not being accountable to us at all. They're not doing their real job, and you know more than they do. You're bringing things to their attention.
No, they already know everything. I'm not bringing anything to their attention. They know everything, and they're covering it up. They're reading from a script. They have a Madison script when I call now. Huh?
Yeah, that's crazy. Even the people answering the phones, you think?
Right, they do. They all know me. Never mind. I'm not going to start naming all their names, but the people that work at the FAA, the EPA, all the A's, they all know me, and now when I call, they have a person that's designated to me, and they have a script that they pull out.
Are you kidding me? That's fucked up. Is that the same girl?
We have a caller
in
right now.
Okay.
Is there a caller in?
I don't know.
Hello?
I
got another message saying somebody else tried to call in and got cut off too. This is kind of funny.
Hey guys.
Not saying anything. Not you, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm not.
Well, no,
you know,
you
just
have to press one, and nobody has except who we have now.
Okay. Jack, you said something.
Wait a minute.
You said you had a hammer to drop, right?
Wait.
Evan, we have. Now we have a 928.
All right, let's do it. That's Chris Cook, I think. That's
Bring
our
him
friend
in.
Chris Cook.
Oh,
yeah.
Chris.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, my God. I hope it's Chris.
Oh, shit.
It is Chris.
Oh, shit.
Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Hi, baby.
Chris.
My
welcome, my lawyer.
Thank
you.
I thought I would call in today because I actually wanted to ask some questions about people and what they should do to detox themselves, Madison. You know, there's so many people that are aware of the chemtrails, as we all are, most of us are at least, but nobody really talks about what we could do to detox ourselves or clean ourselves or get better, feel better.
Cilantro, Chris.
Yeah.
As some of you guys might know,
Evan, let me jump in. This past Monday on Chris Cynthia Hamill's show here on Air Marte Pio called The Research Rabbit Hole, she had a guest who went into this quite a bit on how to detox, and it's really worth listening to the archive.
That's wonderful.
We should definitely link that to our archives. Yeah,
there is
a good companion piece.
There's a lot of information there.
You know, I found, you go into regular websites and such, and you will see, posts, the cilantro or the chlorella and pectin and so on and so forth. But, I mean, I think that people have to take extra measures as well. I, for one, I try to stay in as much as possible. And when I do have to go out and the chemtrails are there are so many people outside that just don't have any clue. It's so bad. But also, what I've been doing as well, is because we're breathing this in all the time, is I have something called, can you hear me?
Every word.
There's something that I use now. It's called a neti pot. I don't know if any of you have ever used one or heard of it.
Never heard of it.
I haven't.
people are quite disgusted by this sometimes because it's actually to irrigate your sinuses. And it's not bad. You know, it's not like you're breathing in water or anything, but you probably don't want to do it in front of somebody that you're attracted to. It's kind of, you know, but seriously, it cleans out your sinuses and it gets rid of all of the stuff that you've breathed in during the day, anything that could be fascinating your sinuses, and it's really kept me well for a long time. I haven't had a cold in 7 years, 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
impressive, amazing.
I've also been doing the spirulina as well, which helps quite a bit, but sometimes I want to find something put on my skin possibly.
How's that taste, that spirulina?
You know, I take it in tablet form. Uh-huh. I don't.
Unless you
want to
get on this one, I'll get on the next one. That's fine. All right, yeah, I'll tell you this.
I recently came across some information about this, actually. I'm glad you asked that question, Chris, because I posted an article on my blog about it, and I couldn't remember what it was about. But there's something called diatomaceous earth, DE. It's a naturally occurring rock made from skeletons of fossilized diatoms, a type of hard-shelled algae. And apparently you can add it to your diet, and it can help detox a lot of things, mercury, cadmium, lead, other heavy metals, so it'll remove the poisons from chemtrails and radiation, and, it sounds like it's something worth checking out. I haven't tried it myself personally, but there's an article on undergroundhealth.com, natural detox to remove allergies, mercury, chemicals, GMOs, and parasites, so I have that posted on my blog, and that's worth checking out, I think.
I will definitely check that out. You know, we have so much that we're breathing in now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm concerned not only do we have these chemicals coming out of the sky, most of us don't even know what's in our sky, to be honest. Other states might have different chemicals than what we're getting over here. I have no idea.
Yeah,
some
for sure. They're experimenting on it.
Some days when they spray, we get sick. You know, my lungs start
mm-hmm.
hurting and my throat is sore, you know, stuff like that. But, then we also have radiation to worry about. What's coming from Fukushima, you know? I don't know.
Oh, I got something interesting on that one. A friend of mine who's from Peru.
Is it time to bring the hammer down, Jeff? Are you swinging a big hammer now?
I got a big hammer, but this is not the hammer yet.
I want to hear the hammer. I want the hammer.
Oh, what? You gotta wait a little bit for the hammer, but it's gonna drop.
Okay.
about Fukushima.
I hear it's worth waiting for.
Oh shit!
Okay.
Yes, it is. about Fukushima, a good friend of mine told me that the nuclear waste from Fukushima, because it's still leaking today as we speak, it's still leaking nuclear waste in the ocean and in the skies and everything that they cannot retrieve. Everything that they have retrieved, they can do two things with it. Or they put it in deep down in the earth, like they always do, you know, throw it in the fucking ocean. Or I heard that that they are gonna they're gonna add it to the chemtrails. I don't know if this is true, but this is a very, very smart guy who told me. It's just messed up. It looks like they want to get rid of all their shit, and they're like, oh, fuck them. We got too many people over here.
Well, it's so obvious that that's what they're doing to us. I mean, look at what everything that's happening. You have Fukushima, you have radiation, you have all these nuclear power plants that have leaks. You have the Louisiana sinkhole, which is releasing methane gases, and I can't even imagine, you know, the Gulf of Mexico is so polluted. I have friends when I lived in Florida that are fishermen on the Gulf, and they're getting infections on their body constantly. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just like everything is ruined. I think our whole environment, to be honest, I don't think there's any way anybody could save it. Does anybody have hope?
I think there is. The Earth is always...
I have a lot of faith in nature. You know, I think nature can fix
but
things.
But how do we stop
We just gotta make these things stop. These things can't continue. Well, that's what we're working on right here. I mean, we have to keep talking about these things. We have to engage with each other, and we have to come up with ideas. We really have to be creative about it, because that's That's what is being stamped out of us. It's, like, we don't have time to use our imaginations and be what we are. We're creators. We create reality. They get the population to go along with their plan and
game,
co-create
Mark.
This dark reality. We don't want that, though. That's not what we're here to do.
I'd like to back up real quick.
I think that what we have to do is hurt the system before they hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we do it? I say we stop paying taxes.
That bothered them, but
bank.
Their money's fake, and they know that their money's fake, and I think they know that that's not going to work.
It's just a piece of fucking paper. It's a piece of paper. You can't eat that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when the supermarket's closed? You're going to eat the money?
Right.
I don't think so. It's going to be
soon
hard.
The paper will be gone, and it will just be invisible numbers. It won't even be anything. It's nothing. It means nothing.
I have a question for you, Chris, if
sure.
you don't mind, if
not
I can ask. I know that you're in the Southwest. I'm not going to say where. And earlier I talked about, if you can if you want to, but I mean,
I'm
earlier I mentioned the liquid spring in the Southwest and then the arsenic in the 70s and things like that. And I don't know how long you've been there, but
I've been here for a long time.
I mean, I'm thinking the Southwest, and I could be wrong. I frequently am, but I'm thinking the Southwest is getting a double dose, chemtrails and that liquid pesticide.
Oh, shit, I forgot to say this. I wanted to ask you guys this. Here in Europe and every country around this, I've seen pictures from America, and there's like it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 trails in the sky. But over here, when they are spraying, they are literally spraying the living shit out of it. This is 20 times worse as in the U.S. I still haven't figured it out. I'm saying for 6 months I gotta look into this, but I can't find anything. Does anybody has any idea why on earth is Europe getting hit so much harder with those chemtrails
Maybe
than the U.S.?
Because
nobody's
it's smaller and it's easier to
it.
Hit you with. Yeah, it's more dense population.
Yeah,
they can wipe you guys out quicker than they can us.
Yeah, but
I mean, your population
is
more dense.
The U.S. is bigger, so it has a lot more people. I'm assuming that they should poison them more. You know.
Yeah, but it's harder work, man. They got more ground to cover. With your country, it's really quick. I mean, it's like in the United States, New Jersey has the most dense population, but it's also one of the smallest states. So, I mean, just think, I mean, they really don't have that much territory to cover if they spray, say, New Jersey, because they can get a ton of people in a very short distance. And I really think they've been softening us up for a long time before they started these chemtrails with the other things that they're saying it's debunking. I mean, with the crop dusting and the spraying and things like that. I mean, I really worry about my friends in the Southwest genuinely. Not that I don't worry about you guys out on the East Coast, or Jeff, you in Europe, but in the Southwest, as far as spraying and getting poison from the air, I really worry about my friends in the Southwest because I really think they're getting just a really thick double dose of it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's a shame. It really is.
Jeff, how long? How long have they been doing it over there? How long have you noticed chemtrails for?
Well, since I started looking up in the sky, I noticed them. So to be honest, I don't know. I have no idea. I think it started...
What is the awareness like there in Europe? Are people aware of what's going on in the sky? I mean, that might have something to do with it.
No,
possibly.
I don't... I understand that. Some days it's so obviously that you can walk to people and look at that shit, and if they are saying that they are controlled, then I gotta slap them in the face, because that is fucking ridiculous. But I think it's the same in the U.S. and Europe, because we got less people. But, you know, I think I know about 3, 4, 5 people in my town that are fully aware of it. So I think there's like 10, 20 people who know about it. So that's not a lot, because I live in a town that has like 100,000 people. So, yeah, it's very hard.
Well, people don't even want to listen to me about it here either, you know, and yeah, I posted some pictures of some chemtrails I took myself on my Facebook page, and I have a friend that I went to high school with that lives in Phoenix, and he said those are contrails, and
uh-huh.
I said no, they're chemtrails, and he said no, they're water vapors, and then one of my other friends who lives in Phoenix says those are. He goes, those are evaporative water vapors. He said, how can that be? It's 112 degrees outside with 3% humidity. How would it stay in the sky for 2 hours? It's impossible.
I've seen a chemtrail stay in the sky for the whole fucking day.
Guys, I just want to add something. I have to interject very quickly. I have been told, not only by our producer, but by other people in the Blog Talk chat, that our chat is getting trolled like crazy by one person. I believe the username they're using is called Bonk Evie. We have said many times before that we will not cut people off. I mean, if you wish to call in, we will take the call. And
hey, Robbie, you still on the line with me? I'm gonna go ahead. All right. Thanks, guys, for having me on. I appreciate it. And
Madison, thanks for coming, man. I've always had a good time talking to you and being on your show.
I just want an opportunity to speak, you know, since you're having me on and everything. I just want to encourage everybody to keep fighting the chemtrails. Keep calling your authorities on these things. When you see them in the sky, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call someone. You know, I mean, as long as they're getting away with this, you know, it's because we're not calling them. You can't just leave it to a couple of people to call up and bother the EPA or bother the police or whoever. The military and stuff. We need to continue to call these people and bust their asses. They're spraying us right now. I have a friend over right now, and this maniac is going in and out of my door going, Madison, you're going to come out here and see this. You got to see this. And I said, I'm on radio live. Get away from me. And he's like, it's spreading out. It's spreading out. You told me to tell you when it's spreading out. And also, he's literally out in my front yard right now. And I told him to leave me alone, but they're spraying us down so bad right now. This is our reality.
We did have, it looked like, your friend.
Friend, huh?
But, you know, the one we were talking about, but, again, the person dropped.
He dropped?
Okay.
Yeah.
Drop call. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, then.
That would be your friend, Jeff, I think.
Yeah, from Skype in England, I believe.
England. Oh, yeah, that's Evie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anyone's welcome. I mean, anyone's welcome to talk
to
us or ask questions.
Yeah, I put her on hold to try to then get her on, and she dropped again. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's scared.
Well, hopefully she's persistent. Hopefully she's persistent and she can get in, and maybe one of the four of us can help her with her calls. Dang, we were close. Madison, I have a question for you, just real quick. You said call somebody. I mean, if I see it, like, I've heard you say before, the police, like, or you or Robbie, either one, I mean, could we file a police report and just literally accuse somebody?
The police are not who you need to go to. You need to go to your local DEQ for your state. Whatever state you live in, you need to start off by calling the FAA, the EPA, and get the numbers for your local area chapter or whatever is involved, and you need to harass these people. Why are we letting them get away with this?
We've got her here.
Oh, yeah.
Evie, Evie, are you on?
No, I'm on, yes.
Oh,
hi,
God.
Evie, how are you?
Welcome
hey,
to the
I want
to
introduce myself. I want to introduce myself. I'm Madison.
I was listening with interest what you had to say about you being harassed and banned for displaying pictures in the public domain. I have seen those pictures as well. And as they are in Google search images on public domain, you are entitled to spread them everywhere.
Absolutely. I'll do it even if I'm not entitled to. How about that?
Yeah, you have to bear in mind that you are in opposition directly to the world elite who doesn't want you to talk about it and certainly not show those images because they are military planes.
Right, I understand.
The same planes that dropped in on 9/11.
Right.
Evie, what's your opinion on chemtrails?
It's very sad fact that you're trying to spread awareness. and you get barred from doing it. It's a different form of censorship altogether, because it happens on a military level, and they actually regard you as a threat to their military secrets.
I understand.
It's up in the sky, and we breathe it in, and we see it on our plants as fungus, as pests, because whatever it's affecting all the good on this planet. But whatever is vile on this planet just thrives from it. We've had illnesses on our plants, on our trees, and they are not affected by chemtrails, are they? Because it's on a destructive level.
Evie, I got a quick question for you. You were talking about raising awareness, and that things are being done on military level, this and that.
They are on a military level because they are operating with harp stations, which are military.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that right now. We are talking about making awareness. Why is this so-called X-Fact? Why is this blocking all kinds of... Why is this blocking all comments from people?
We are spreading awareness, and you are stopping us from doing that. You are asking us to lock down our account.
Even is having a laugh.
Let her talk. Let her talk for just a second.
You
know
all you can. You report our post. Mass report our post. So
That is not something that we would do. I'm flat out.
Innocent pictures are being reported, so our admins are locked out for 12 hours. You are part of the obstructive system.
Do you ever think about that? If you call anonymous terrorists and feds and that kind of stuff, do you really think? Do you really think that anonymous is going to take that kind of shit? You know, there are like 2 million people.
I've been on the barricade since 1982, mister. I can't even understand.
Evie, calm down and take a deep breath.
What the fuck is she talking about?
Evie, you got to calm down and take a deep breath or you're going to fall over.
That I am not part of a system that is trying to destroy this illusion.
Do you have your inhaler? Do you have your inhaler by you, by any chance, Evie? I mean, do you have a Xanax and an inhaler by you?
Okay, well, that was very interesting.
I get the impression that you're upset with us for some reason.
Why should you be upset even?
You can try to ridicule my opinion. What is this show about chemtrails, not X-Tech, when I was talking to Madison, but you had to ask me the question, why am I using Anonymous as a name? Because I am what I say I am, and I've been doing this since I was 16.
Evie is saying that she thinks that you are reporting their posts, so they're blocked out of their own channel. Can you please acknowledge that?
Well, I wish that was true, but I don't think so.
Do you want to see the conversation you had with me on Madison's page?
I was there, so I think I know what it was.
Slander. He would never do that. She is upset, and she is hysterical.
She's just mad because people are on
to her.
She's just mad because people know what she's doing.
She's going to end up having a panic attack on the phone.
Okay, so the point is that you didn't do it and you're not going to do it? Is that what you're trying to say? That's all she wants to know.
Hell yes.
Yeah, come on. Just tell her you're not reporting their page.
Excuse me, what did you say?
No, Jeff, I'm saying she's afraid you're reporting their page. That's what
I mean, we have a minute left for this call, by the way, guys.
She's afraid I'm reporting her page.
You are dealing with, on a military level, just trying to expose their secrets, and they don't like it.
This is getting interesting. Holy shit. Okay, well, my suggestion is stop calling anonymous terrorists, explain what you did wrong, tell this to Joe, tell him that he's just... you know, a backstabbing liar, and you should stop blocking people. His list is like 30 pages long. It's fucking ridiculous. All comments are being deleted. I got over 20 friends contacting me saying, what the fuck is going on? I explained to them, and that they told
also,
me like, well, thank you for... Yeah, even
also,
take.
Evie, we can't spend too much time on this because we do have a show we got to keep going on with, and I'm also worried about your health right now as it is, so...
I mean, we can take this up in a private chat at another time if you want to. We've given you quite enough time. So thank you for your call, and let's move on.
Bye, Izzy. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn, y'all. Y'all are cool.
Yep.
I mean, come on, man. She had the balls to call her. She's just a girl. I'm not saying she's just a girl, but I'm saying she's a female. She had the balls to call up here. I mean, come on, man. You don't need to dog her out like that. I don't care what's going on.
Well, she was tearing up our chat room pretty good, though. She was tearing up our chat room pretty good. I mean, it was,
Jap, I love you. By the way,
like
I love
said,
Jap.
I mean,
I love Jap. He is not a terrorist. He is the biggest truth warrior I've ever met on the internet. I just wanted to add that in there, by the way.
Thank you.
Good. He has a sexy accent, too, that's for sure.
What is this, all this interference that I'm hearing?
But listen. The truth of the matter is, like, you know, we've set the rules at the very beginning. People can call in, they control us. People can get on our chat line and they control us, but it's ill-advised. I mean, that's just part of what we do, and that's just part of the rules that I set forth. I don't care.
Let's not shut anybody's cages down, please, y'all. Let's not turn each other in.
I don't care what her gender is. I don't care what her gender is. If she trolls our chat room and she comes on here and she tries to take over the show,
and she can expect a fucking
and forget who the hosts are. I mean, Jack is my co-host. He can say whatever he wants to say.
I know how you feel.
He can ask
whatever
he wants to say.
I gotcha. I know the deal.
Okay.
I mean, that's how we do things. I mean, we try and keep it interactive, and we try and keep it a little bit entertaining and exciting.
I'm glad you're calling in, by the way. That was cool.
I think
that
this is entertaining.
That was our entertainment. I mean, that was our entertainment for the night, I guess.
No, she was
talking about
chemtrails. She was saying that she agreed about chemtrails and that they're everywhere and they're destroying everything. That's what
She trolled. It doesn't change the fact that she trolled our chat. I mean, that's what she was doing.
Let me say it like this. Chemtrails was not the reason that she called in. She called in because she wanted us to confront her.
I got six.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm just saying.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Well,
we need to focus on what we have in common. I know we're always going to have differences, and we're always going to be able to argue about them. But like, it's important that we wouldn't even be talking to each other if we didn't care. We would be apathetic like everyone else. We're not like that though. So.
Right.
We all care. Listen, no, guys, we all care, and I'm saying
that
this is the host. Listen, we all care about something, I'm sure, but. But, I mean, we are not going to tolerate somebody trolling our chat rooms and then acting like they're absolutely innocent when they come in and make a call. It's plain and simple. I mean, it's just not going to work that way.
Well, at least you have the balls to do it. That's all I'm saying.
They could be the size of grapefruits, and maybe we'll have to pick the seeds out of our teeth. But the bottom line is we've said before, troll us if you want to. It's ill-advised.
Can I say something that has nothing to do with anything? I can understand how they may feel when I'm talking about XX, because for me, like, there's a bajillion people that are against me right now. Every time I sign online, every time I sign online, I have to go.
213, you're on the air. 213,
hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Ew. Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, man.
Oh, wow. What's up, people? This is Governor Wildstar.
Governor Wildstar. How are you doing, man?
Oh, hey, what's up, brother? What's up with you people? How you doing?
What am I hearing on the background?
Yeah. I don't know, but can you hear me? I got some feedback.
I can hear you.
We can hear everybody.
Okay, go. Cool. Just wanted to call and say what's up to y'all, brothers. I've been listening to the show. I just thank y'all for bringing more attention to the cause of chemtrails, because there's a lot of people that do not know what it is. I mean, they look up in the sky and they see the tic-tac-toe patterns in the sky, and they either, you know, brush it off as just being contrails from planes, which we all know is a big difference, especially with geoengineering that's been going on, not only in our country, but all around the world. So,
all over the world.
Yeah, it's awful that we are dissecting each other and attacking each other all for bringing up the same issues and causes that couple us all and pretty much has the opportunity to destroy us all if we let it, you know?
Yep, very true.
And I'm doing my part out here in California just to bring more awareness to it. To
brother, you are doing an amazing job, man. I've seen what you do.
Well, yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
It's
absolutely
amazing. You're
big fan of your work.
Damn, you're putting work in.
Thank you
man.
Very much.
Damn.
Hey, God Poof. Bless you. I couldn't do it without you guys and your support. Trust me, because I mean it's difficult as. The one lady was saying to go out there and try to express truth to others when they don't want to hear it, you know.
Yeah.
They're asleep and they're more comfortable sitting at home watching American Idol and, you know,
exactly.
bitching about
which
what's going on.
Which isn't even a good show
world.
Anymore, Governor. American Idol,
right.
American Idol's not even a good show anymore.
I'm glad I don't receive
I'm
this show.
Yeah, they lost it a long time ago, but hey, that's the thing about Lemmings. Look at how long Survivor been on air, but yet people still watch it.
That is true. There's a lot of mindless people looking at this. No doubt.
Exactly. So
no doubt.
It really is up to people like, you know, you and me, Moonstar, all
people.
Of us to just band together to bring more attention to these issues, because mainstream media ain't going to do it. And it's up to us independents to do so, you know?
Exactly, brother.
Right.
People got to do it themselves.
So
exactly,
as far as that
yes.
goes, Governor, in your opinion, what's the best alternative, like media site that you would recommend? Like, I would say Russia Today. Or, like, you know, I guess maybe just our fellow activists like Madison or Avi or Jeff. But, I mean, as far as media goes, like, I don't think it gets much better than Russia Today. I mean... What do you think? What's your opinion?
You mean with regards to social networking?
Also.
Well, social networking or, like, this. I mean, if you had to recommend a website to get news from, I mean, what would you say?
GovernorWildstar.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Shameful.
Hey, I got to put it out there for real. I mean, really, we work hard on that website all day, every day, just to collect as much information that is out there in the web to give someone a collective resource to obtain all of this information and more. Not only with what's going on in our world, but what's going on in our spirit, what's going on with our money, what's going on with our planet, you know? It's like so many factors here to the New World Order agenda that people need to realize is multifaceted, yet it's all connected, you know? And
hey,
Governor, brother,
yes, we got another caller on the line, and we're running out of time. I'll let you plug your website one more time. How about that?
Oh,
I
appreciate
that,
yes. GovernorWildstar.com, okay? I mean,
I'm looking at it right now.
Thank you very much, you guys. Thank you, please. And let's all stay connected. And I
Amazing.
Just thank you guys for promoting your positivity. And please keep up the good work. I will continue to tune in.
We will do.
We
man.
Let
just
you plug your website
work,
twice.
Brother.
You got to call in. You got to call in next week. Do we have a deal?
I sure will.
We got a deal.
All right, my man. Thank you for calling. We're gonna go on
hey,
to the next caller. Thanks, brother.
Okay, we have.
Okay, brother.
Thanks for your call. 757. You're
thank
on
you.
The air.
Hello, you're on the air.
757. That's my area code. Who's calling from Virginia?
Oh yes, that's we're on the phone again.
Oh, wait, you,
no, that
called,
might be,
you didn't call on the show.
Drunk.
What?
You didn't call on the show.
No, I called you.
I'm talking,
oh.
Okay? Thank you. You dropped off.
Oh.
And came back. So, okay.
Okay.
Oh, so we had a reconnection? We had a reconnection
yeah.
then?
Yeah. But
yeah.
We do
I was getting
we're,
excited for a second there.
Call. And I don't know who this is.
Robbie, welcome to the show. Do you have a question, Robbie?
111-111-1111.
Do
you're
I
on the
have
air.
A question?
No, hold on. Connect 111.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
You have a question.
I don't think this is working.
We can hear you.
We can hear the back. Yeah, we can hear the background, but we can't.
Hey, 111, what's happening?
Okay, Madison, you're not the host. Remember, please. We're going to put them on hold. Actually, they will hang up and call back.
Oh, wow.
Maybe we will get some
more. I
was
just trying to contribute. Thanks, guys.
Okay, do we got any more people on the line? With them?
Hello?
Just want a background.
Hello?
Uh-uh.
No. Okay. Evan, do you think we should
continue? Yes, I'm here. I think our producer talked to somebody.
Yeah, I think too.
Yeah,
what is this noise I'm hearing in the background? Is that with you, Evan?
That's not me, uh-uh.
Okay. Wu-Tang,
I'm in an airtight room. I'm in an airtight room, so. All right. Yeah, no chemical clouds in here. Everything's sealed up. So we had another caller, and the caller left, and I think we lost Madison, an executive decision by Ruth Ann.
Yep.
And so, Jeff, it's you and me, just like last week, I guess. Robbie, are you still there?
Nope, but I'm hearing an awful lot of interference in the background. Wu-Tang, can you cut off everybody who is not even or me? Just
yeah, Wu-Tang, I would cut off, you know, whatever that background noise is. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, whoever, if that's a caller.
I think it's gone now.
Okay, there we go. There
okay,
we go.
Then.
All right. Wu-Tang did not drop Madison, she said.
No, she left.
Okay.
She left herself.
No,
okay.
I don't know what happened. There was a lot of that 111 with the background, finally,
yeah.
At least I have that one person on hold.
Yes.
But no, Madison dropped out and 202 dropped.
Okay.
Your friend Evie is still listening in. And
great.
And there's the two of you. I don't know what happened. That was very strange.
Is my friend Filter
okay.
HQ in chat? He said he couldn't call in because of his Skype or something. He runs the Global Noncompliance website. There's a fantastic website, and I've had the privilege of him publishing some of the things that I've written. So I'm just hoping he's still listening or is on the line, too.
There's the 602.
Okay.
Hello?
Join
did
here.
We talk to 602? Hello?
Now
it doesn't. I'm pressing the button and it's not coming up.
Okay.
Hello? There you are.
Yes,
hello?
We can hear you, man.
Yes, you're
we
on.
We can hear you.
This is Rick.
You're on
Rick,
the air.
What's
Rick.
Up? Oh. What's up, Rick?
How are you doing?
Hello?
Hello, we can
hello?
Hear you. Okay, this is not working.
If we
there's
can
something
hear
wrong.
You and you can't hear
hello?
Us, and we're going to... Hello? If you
can, we can hear you.
You're going to have... Yeah, you're gonna have to say something, or we're gonna have to cut you. Do you have a question or comment or opinion? Because if you can't hear us, then
it's all right.
Yeah.
Right. And Madison,
can you hear me?
Yes, we
right,
can.
Right.
Yes,
can hear you.
Oh, now we're connected.
Okay, man.
Okay. All right. This sounds like no Obama from last week.
This is no Obama. How is everyone?
No Obama. How are you doing,
man? It's been
good,
an interesting
good.
Show.
I've listened in very attentively.
Thanks.
What do you
thanks
think?
For calling in.
The United States has a long history, you know, of experimentation on unwitting human subjects, which probably goes back to the beginning of this century, as we're all familiar.
Yeah.
You know, both private firms and the military have both used unknowing human populations to test various theories. Now, do we think that
like
this
what?
Also, well, just, you know, the whole chemtrail issue and just, you know, all different, you know, various theories. But, I mean, does this go on globally, we think, or just, you know, specifically here in the United States?
That's for Jeff. Yeah, that's for Jeff to answer because...
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, experiments
yeah.
on human beings?
Yeah, does European military forces, did they experiment
right.
on
do
their
they
own?
Experiment
they
with the same
thing?
Just like
others.
The United States. I mean, this
yeah.
goes back to probably... beginning of you know the century here in the United States of how they operate.
Oh, this is a very coincidence. Even remembered when I said I was going to drop the hammer. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is something. This is all another story. You said it's like in the beginning of the century.
Mm-hmm.
And from then, the Nazi regime is like it brewed up. It was coming up. In the Second World War, Hitler he had some little He had some little business with Albert Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing very weird things. Even I don't know if you know this. Have you ever heard about the Nazi bell?
Yes, yes, I have.
You heard about that? Okay,
Very disturbing.
Okay, well, I've been there personally with a very good friend of mine. It's in the woods of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there, and we started walking in the forest, and out of the sudden, my heart just began racing. It began racing, and I don't know what was.
For sure.
I don't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't scared. That wasn't it. It was racing, and I heard all these kinds of these bells popping. Like, it was very fucking weird, and this was like this was like 11 or 12 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing very weird projects over there. I don't know if you heard about CERN Laboratoria. It's in Switzerland.
Not so much, no.
I think Evan has heard about it.
Absolutely.
I believe Evan's heard about everything.
Right. Obama, let me tell you a little story about the Soviets and what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
This is the animals, and it was if you look up like the top 10 mad scientists of all time,
mm-hmm.
You'll see that when it comes to science, sometimes these people can be driven over the edge, and they don't care about their God and their loved ones. They're all named the same name, and it's science.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that by whatever means necessary, progression has to happen. So what the Soviet scientist was doing in the 50s is he would take, and this happened to 17 dogs. He cut the head off one.
Yeah,
right?
We talked
and
about
he would
this.
Sew it on, yeah, and he would sew it on to another one.
Mm.
And you can. This video is actually on YouTube, and you can see it in other places. But I believe the first time this happened, these dogs were eating separately and drinking separately and doing things like that, and it died after 3 days. And he did it 17 times. The Soviets
17
also
different times.
They would cut a dog's head off, and then they simulated heart and lungs, and would keep the head alive that way.
And you were
so,
saying. You are saying that they died after 3 days, but you can also say, like, they lived for three fucking days.
It's an absolutely cruel experiment, but it is, I mean, there's no telling how, I mean, this is in the 50s, and sewing a dog's head on, I mean,
then you're doing some weird. That's very
disturbing also.
No, Obama, we got 30 seconds, brother.
I
want to
tell you real quick,
in 1968
and 1969, the CIA experimented with the possibility of poisoning drinking water by injecting a chemical substance into the water supply of the Food and Drug Administration in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
now keep in touch.
That is crazy.
Keep in touch with me, meanwhile.
Man, thanks for calling again, dude. Do you, just last comment. What do you think about the show so far? I got a little crazy tonight, but what do you think?
Very good show. You know, I've been following it, you know, since last week, and we just very informative. You know, a lot of different opinions, but I mean that's with any show.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, man.
What kind of shows
would you like to see us do in the future?
Well, personally, you know, I am a anti-Obama, as we all know, and I would like to be on. If you guys do have a show, you know, regarding the current government or Obama in general, definitely should you should brief me and them on this type of show.
Criminal politics.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you for calling in, man, and you gave us some informative.
I
want
to tell
material.
Everyone Facebook has shut my Obama account off for some reason. There will be a new one to come.
Oh,
I wonder what that reason could be.
Yeah, everybody knows what the reason is, but, you know, I just wanted to leave that out there for everyone.
But I mean, it's basically the thank you for calling, and we'll hear from you next week.
Keep in touch.
We will, Obama. All right.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Okay, man.
We have a caller. Hi, you're on the air. 804.
Hey,
this is Robbie again.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Robbie.
How are you guys doing? I just wanted to be back on the show, honestly, and finish up with you guys since you guys had me on. It's funny that who was just on? What was the guy's name that was just on?
Obama.
Bringing up that Nazi technology, that was like early innovative research to develop scalar technology. And I'm reading a book right now, actually, called The Cosmic War, which James Bartley referred me to. And it's a good book. I definitely recommend it. And it ties in with HAARP and with chemtrails. I'm sure you guys have seen the images online of just like not when it's just like a bunch of chemtrail streaks, but when the clouds have obviously been pulsed with some kind of radiation. It must be HAARP. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a bunch of zigzag parallel lines, and they look like, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it, really. It's like unlike anything natural you've ever seen, because it's not natural. It's totally man-made. They're developing and using scalar technology for things like that to be happening in the sky. I mean, that never used to happen. There are no paintings of that. I mean, people have been observing, studying, writing poems, making art about nature forever. This stuff is new. This stuff hasn't been around for that long. And yet here it is showing up in advertisements trying to suggest to us subliminally, everything's okay. See, it's just part of what you know as normal and what you're conditioned to just accept. But it's not. It's like they're embedding it. They're skipping the part of our own involvement. They're trying to make it so like we don't have any like conscious understanding, which is totally within our physical capacity and right to have.
Hey,
you know,
they're
doing this on the planet with us. They should tell us what they're doing.
20 minutes,
Robbie. Off. We would actually like to have you on sometime, man, because you're very deep stuff. You know, very very deep stuff.
Yeah, most of
them
are.
We have 4 minutes left, and a lot of people have been asking in chat and mentioning something called CERN, C-E-R-N, in capital letters. What is? I don't know what that is. What is that?
I know what it is. They call it the particle accelerator. I think you all heard about it.
Oh, right.
But,
right.
Yeah. Or why? I call it the black hole.
So, like, the biggest one, or what?
Yeah,
I mean, what is it?
In Switzerland. They got the biggest one there.
It's
just
like
want to say this.
God particle stuff?
Yeah,
particle.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, I went there with my friend who I always also went to the Nazi band, Germany. We went there and my friend, he talked to some scientists over there. And he didn't know, the scientists, they were amazed. They have to retreat back in a room. They had to talk to each other. It was very fucking crazy. After that, they just let us show the whole factory. It was crazy. At the point where they smash the particles together, if those particles, if they hit each other, you create a, how do you say that, a big bang. You create a new big bang in a very small area. In that bang, you can bend the space-time continuum. Okay, this is huge. This is 50 meters high, 20 meters wide. And I'm not shitting you when I'm saying this. I saw U.S., Chinese, and North or South Korean, I can't remember this, fucking spaceships, space fleets, they go in and out. Every 20 seconds, woof, one go in, woof, one go out. I'm just going to ask you guys this. There was this guy from Lockheed Company. He was poisoned to death, and 5 days before he died, he told, we already have the means to travel to
the
far...
Less than 1 minute, Jet.
Yes.
Just so you know, brother. Less than 1 minute. You go ahead and close this out.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Lockhart, he said, we already have the means to travel to the farthest stars in the universe. Everything that you can imagine, we already did. That's just what I want to say. They have this gigantic shit. But I think this is a good topic for another show. I think this is.
It sounds like a great topic. Jeff, you, as the co-host, why don't you take us out this time? We're pretty much done.
Probably
seconds. So go ahead and thank our guests and everybody who called in.
Yeah, hell yes. I want to thank all the guests for calling in. It was amazing, especially Evie. We loved it. Even my co-host. You're my brother. My partner in crime. My dog.
Absolutely. Hammer dropper.
Hell yes. We're going to smash that hammer again next week. I want everybody, thanks for calling in. Everybody in the chat, thanks a lot. We will see you all next week. Dream the news.
Perfect time. Phone's dead. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, it was amazing, bud.
Great show. Interesting show.
We had some fun. Guys, I'm gonna cut off for Skype. I'll talk to you on Facebook.